Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, it's always great chatting with you. Great to continue our conversation. We had an increase from the Bank of Canada in the base rate, the prime rate, what they charge banks for, what they call the overnight lending rate, which has an impact on variable mortgages, down the line on fixed mortgages, on so many things. It means that most people are going to see a little bit of a bump or a jump in the interest rate that they need to pay. What's been the ripple effect of that or impact of that now that we've had a little time to breathe?
Yeah. So the Bank of Canada increased the prime rate by 0.25%. We're now at 3.45%. This impacts people with a variable rate mortgage, Dave, or a bigger impact is people sitting on a large home equity line of credit balance. I've been rolling these into mortgages left, right, and center, and kudos to you that who are sitting on home equity lines of credit. A lot of these people are paying close to 4% or over 4% now on a home equity line of credit when they can convert that into a fixed rate mortgage. If you're not going to be paying off that line of credit, let's convert it into a fixed rate mortgage. I have a lender that's paying the fees and appraisals if needed to do this to save yourself a whole whack of cash. So that's where I'm seeing the biggest impact with the prime rate change and just a whole lot of uncertainty from people that want to maybe get into the market this spring. They want to do some refinancing. They assume that because rates are going up, that rates are astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't. We are still sitting around that 3-ish mark for an interest rate on a 5-year mortgage. I would beg to differ. That's not a high rate. Now, if you got 2.5% last year, it does seem high, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still a great time to either A, refinance. If you're going to be renewing, whether or not you renew, your mortgage is going to be coming up for renewal. I just had a conversation this week with a previous a client of mine that wasn't a client in the past, and their mortgage came up in the fall, and they were busy like all of us, and they didn't do anything with it. It went into a 6-month convertible mortgage, and they ended up paying over 5% over this last 6 months because they didn't do anything with the mortgage. If this is you, you're paying far too much money. We need to make sure that we're locking it into a term. Please give me a call. You know, the nice part about the way that I'm doing mortgages is I'm able to serve the entire province of Saskatchewan. And a lot of times I don't always meet my clients. You know, the beauty of technology, Dave.
Oh, yeah. That's a game changer.
It is absolutely a game changer. So now in these little pockets of Saskatchewan where you can't get the expertise like maybe you can in a larger center, Maple Creek and Yorkton and Swift Current and Moose Jaw and, you know, all these little communities. I do lots of business in Estevan and all the neighboring communities where they're wanting top-notch service and top-notch rates. We're a small community that doesn't necessarily have that. Please give me a call. I'd love to help you with that. So it leads me on to kind of the spring season, Dave, because although we're not feeling spring fever,
it's coming.
It's coming.
It does every year. And I mean, it's always the busiest time for home transactions, typically in that spring into early summer. So a lot of renewals that come up, a lot of people looking out home buying and all those things.
So what you want to do is you want to be able to pre-approve early. This week I met a gentleman who had banked with his bank, we'll call it the Green Bank, for a number of years, and he wanted to buy a house. And actually, he lived with his parents still. He had a good job. He was saving money for a down payment. One of their neighbors was an elderly lady, and she was going into a home, and they were going to put up the house for sale, and he wanted to buy that house. So he went into his bank. Well, let's call it the Red Bank. I don't really care. We'll call it the Blue Bank, maybe. They went into their bank. He went into the bank, and the guy said, "You're probably going to need a cosigner. Like, you're a little bit young, and we're not going to pull your credit. You go find a cosigner. Come back and see me." He got out of the banking appointment, and he told me this story after, and he called me, and I answered the phone, and he said, "Carrie, I need to meet you today." And I said, "All right, I'll meet you over the lunch hour. I'll find time to slide you in." Met him over the lunch hour, pre-approved this young guy. We got him approved this week for his mortgage, and he said, "Why couldn't my bank do this for me?" I can't answer for your bank. I said, I'm in the business to get you into the house. I'm in the business to give you the best deal I can to get your foot in the door and to make that house your own. If you want me working on your side, I'm all over it. And so that's the type of business that I do. That guy could have sat back on his decline or his needing a co-signer and done nothing about it. Or he could have called a professional and got the Carrie Cardinal mortgage.
See, I think that's the difference, especially for first-time home buyers, because I think back way back when I bought my first home, you don't know what you don't know. And you go in and it's just, oh, this is what the bank told me. And you just kind of assume that's the way it is. And you don't necessarily realize, no, wait, there's options, there's alternatives, and there's decisions you can make that will get you where you want to be. And the first decision should be calling you for a Carrie Cardinal mortgage.
Right. You're not paying extra interest. There was an article this week I read in the news. It was on social media talking about because of interest rates and because of the rate hikes and all of these new mortgage rules, that 20% of borrowers were having to go alternate routes for their mortgage. That's the subprime lending way. Maybe that's, we also call that B lending. It's the people that normally don't qualify with the banks and they have to go through maybe a loan shark type of a route at high interest rates and fees and all kinds of stuff. And I read that and somebody asked me in the office, they said, I seen so-and-so posted about so. And I said, you know what? For every 100 mortgages that I write, I might do one alternate lending mortgage. So where they're coming up with this 20% certainly isn't in the Saskatchewan base.
And there's no need for it.
No, there is no need. And you know what? At the end of the day, and I say this to all of my borrowers when we sit down, at the end of the day, interest rate is only a number, but it's way more than a number, Dave, because it drives your payment. It drives the principal and interest. And at the end of the day, our goal is to buy a house to pay it off. If you're paying too much interest, your payments are going to be higher and your principal is not going to come down. So the interest rate is important, but we also have to look at so many other aspects. And people don't even know what they don't know to start asking. Portability, flexibility, prepayments, assumability. Does your banker, you know, how is the mortgage registered? I asked this to somebody the other day. How does your bank register their mortgage? Is it a collateral charge or a standard charge? And they said, I don't know.
See, but you do know.
I do know.
And it's important that people know that when they come and talk to you, you have the answers. We've been doing the show for 9 years. You've been a broker for 12. You have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transactions. You've been there. You've done it. You know the ins and
outs. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of advice tailored specifically to your financial needs. At no cost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People always say, how much does it cost, Carrie? It costs nothing for a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. You save the money. You save the grief. I have another funny, that's not funny. Clients went to their bank and their bank gave them a mediocre rate. They'd bank there forever. And they said, well, we're going to go shop around and we're going to see what Carrie Cardinal has to say. And they said, come back after you've done your shopping and we'll see if we can sharpen the pencil. This is to their own people. So if they're wanting you to go do all of the work and spend all of your time and your free time shopping around for a rate and then come back and say, well, yeah, I don't think we can do that. Wouldn't you want to treat your own a little bit differently?
Your pencil's always sharp, Carrie. No need to come back and make it sharper. Go to the website, carriecardinal.com, carriecardinal.com. All the info is there. Get connected. Get a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. Get the right mortgage, the right terms, at the lowest possible rates. Chat with you next time around.